Very lucky to have a gentleman who's been become friend of the show. We've had him on a few times, a defenseman for the Colorado Avalanche, and somebody who I know is very closely working with Sports Central. Defender Nick Holden joins us. Nick, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you for having me again.
So tell me about your connection with Sports Central.
I got involved with them a couple of years ago. I just had heard through the community and stuff like that that they kind of give used sports equipment, especially a lot of hockey equipment, to kids that don't get equipment or can't afford equipment. And so it was something, obviously, growing up playing hockey, playing sports, can get expensive for people, and it's great to be able to give the opportunity to kids that maybe don't get the opportunity to play a sport because of the cost of equipment, to join up with them and help them out.
Well, no, I think it's fantastic, and especially, you know, as an NHL player, it's good. I know you're a father of three now, since you talked to you. Now it's up to number three. Had a young girl. Are you guys having another one, or are you taking a break? What's happening there?
Yeah, my wife's still wanting another one. I don't know what's wrong with her, but no, we're going to think about it. But, yeah, I mean, having kids now changes your perspective on a lot of things, and obviously with what happened up in Fort McMurray and people being displaced and kids losing gear and stuff like that, it's nice that Sports Central has stepped up like they have, and this drive for the North is huge for that community, and it's nice to see, kind of with all the chaos and stuff that goes on in the world, to see things like this happen where everybody kind of comes together and rallies behind people in need.
I think it's fantastic. Colorado Avalanche defender Nick Holden joins us live at United Cycle. Of course, the Sport for the North equipment drive. United Cycle teaming up with Sports Central, and of course, CCM, a $200,000 donation, and 40% off any gear of CCM's to Fort McMurray residents all summer long. That's fantastic by them to really step up and help out. And so for you, last time I spoke to you, you were driving back from Colorado. I think you're in Wyoming. I'm not exactly sure where you were. It's quite the trek. So now you're home, and your team, you know, as a player, I don't know how closely you monitor things, but you know, you guys lost Paul Stastny a year ago, then you lost Ryan O'Reilly in a trade, and you know, now there's the Tyson Barrie situation, although your GM came out and said, hey, he ain't going anywhere. Now, you played with Tyson Barrie, you know, as a defense partner, and then of course as a teammate. What does he do best?
Well, I mean, obviously, people that know the NHL know our team a little bit. He's an offensive defenseman, and that's exactly what our team wants from him, is to push that offense and push the play up. I mean, the way the NHL is, it's just such a fast league now, and when you can transition so fast and get the puck moving ahead, whether you're skating and passing and whatever, I think that's something that he does so well. Obviously, his defensive side is where people say he struggles, or that's the part that's missing in his game. And just from playing with him, yeah, maybe there's a few times where he's maybe out of position or whatever, but I don't think it's as big of a deal as people make it out to be. So when I was reading and watching and seeing people saying that we're trading Tyson Barrie, I kind of was just like, there's no chance we're trading Tyson Barrie. So, yeah, I mean, obviously you send him a couple text messages saying, oh, see you later, buddy. But, you know, I knew that our team wasn't going to move him there.
Now, Patrick Waugh is a head coach. Is he as demanding as the public perceives him to be?
He's, I mean, I think the public perceived him so much from watching him as a goalie, as a player, where he was very intense and he had that passion to win, which he still has with us, but he's not as vocal, and he doesn't have that yelling and everything that you would expect from him. He's very good players coach, where he wants to know your opinion on stuff and if you think this is going to work and if that's going to work, and that's something that you kind of didn't expect at first, but now obviously playing for him for 3 years, that's something that you've come to learn from him. And it's great having a guy like that where you can kind of if you not disagree but have a different opinion about what's going on, you can voice your opinion and it's not going to be shut down immediately. He'll think about it, and obviously he's not going to say, yeah, that's, I'm going to change my ways just because you said it, but it does help to have a guy that you can talk to.
Yeah, you just want to feel like you're heard and you understand that, you know what, maybe there's a compromise of a little bit something here or there, whether it's system play, penalty kill, or power play, everything's different. Defenseman for the Avalanche, Nick Holden, joins us live at United Cycle. And it's interesting you mentioned how you're laughing. Yeah, there's no way we're trading Tyson Barrie. The game is so much faster now. And as a defenseman who's more of a, I would say, a defensive defenseman than an offensive defenseman, like the focus on defense to play the game now, is there too much of it? Like, it seems in the NHL, the focus and the onus is defense first, and it's taken away some of the somebody who's a fan of hockey. I find hockey harder to watch. What about as a player? Like, it's still fun, of course, but is it time it's just like, geez, it'd be nice every now and then. Like, if you made a defensive mistake, you wouldn't be crucified because you were trying something offensive.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a fine line because, obviously, we want to win. And so,
but you can win by scoring goals.
You can win by scoring goals, but the league is so good now that if you're giving up chances, if you give an opportunity because you're cheating offense a little bit, the other teams are going to score. The guys in this league are so good, so fast, so skilled that you give them a little inch and they're going to put the puck in or make a pass or whatever. So I think that's kind of the hardest part maybe for fans, is they want to see kind of more offense and that, but at the same time the players, we gotta it's hard to generate more offense because you have to be good defensively. So
well, and it's tough, and like the speed of the game is so fast now. Like it's very difficult to make a play because guys are on you just so much quicker than it's ever happened before in the game. And every year, like you've been in the league now a few years, I'm sure you come home this summer like, God, I got to find a way to get faster. Like as strange as it sounds, it's just every year. It's not like, okay, you know what? I know how to play the game. The speed's good. I think I'm okay, and I get more experience because I know maybe different angles. But everything's about quickness now and speed, and it's hard to make plays when everybody's on you. Like the brain can only compute so much so quickly.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to be moving out there nonstop now, and like you said, time and space is just such a thing of the past. You don't got any time and space anymore. It doesn't matter if you're playing the top or the bottom line, they're coming on you a million miles an hour, and so you got to be able to, like you said, make that play as soon as you get the puck. And so it's hard to find any more room out there. And guys, like you said, they're so fast now. And I think too, with technology, you got so much video and statistics and stuff like that, where the game is so different than it was even say 5 years ago, with the amount of video you watch and the amount of teaching that there is now, that guys are just so good. And so, like you said, so fast that, I mean, it's almost at, I don't want to say a peak, but like the game is, I think, the best that it's been in a long time. So,
well, as far as the speed goes, I don't discount that at all. I think the skill level's there. I don't think the game, the way it's played, allows the real skill of the players to be accentuated as much, because, you know, nobody likes watching every shot get blocked. Right? Nobody like, oh, look at that guy, sticks in the lane. Wow, that's what I paid my $200 to sit in the gold seats for, right? And I think that's something the NHL, you know, video, you talk about it, like, you know, players are watching video all the time, and so now you see it, and I've been lucky enough to sit down on a few video sessions with different players, you know, and say, okay, this, and the coach will literally break it down to you, okay, Nick, over 2 inches here. Right, like it's that precise now. And for a player, you get on the ice, you see the markers, and now you're going to these because you've seen it all. And well, that's a skill, great, but it's kind of robotic, where guys know exactly where to go at this angle to limit a guy's scoring chance.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at lots of penalty kills now. It's not a forcing penalty kill. It's kind of your passive. You're just taking away kind of the higher percentage. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a defenseman on the penalty kill. Like there's a guy on the half wall with the puck. I'm not going to go force him. I'm going to sit on the back half of the net. So if he's going to shoot, he's shooting short side. My goalie knows he's shooting short side. And that's all he has. He has mm-hmm. that shot. He can't make a pass to the slot. He can't make a pass cross ice because I'm standing, like you said, a couple feet inside instead of forcing more and letting those high skill guys make their plays.
Has video, like, it's probably made you a smarter hockey player for sure, but, and as a defenseman, maybe you're biased, you're like, well, yeah, it's great, it allows me to do my job better. But from a, like, do you ever talk to your offensive teammates? Like, do they get, is there as much video for the offensive guys to try to score, or is more of it still even about preventing goals?
I think video for offensive stuff hasn't helped as much. I think it's definitely much more for the defensive side of the game to create less scoring chances for the other team. For, like you said, the inches on this ice now, if I'm able to play 2 inches inside, and that's going to give, say, Jordan Eberle less area inside to shoot the puck where he's not going to have a great opportunity to score. In seeing that in video, you can know where to play. Whereas before, it was kind of just like you were almost winging it. You were reading the ice more. And now, like you said, it's a little bit more robotic to the point where guys just watch the video and they play the game not wanting to mess up.
Yeah, exactly. So. And that's kind of a tough way to play the game sometimes, where you're just thinking, you know what, hey, as long as I don't get scored on, great. We don't have to create any offense, but as long as I don't get scored on, right? Sometimes I think that's a mentality of certain players.
For sure, I think it is. And I think, again, it's just that you're trying to win so bad that you don't want to force something, because other teams' systems and all this, there's so many systems now too that it just clogs everything up. And so you have to just almost – the game is so simple now. And obviously, for a fan's perspective, that sucks that the game is so simple. But for us, it's our job, and we're trying to win the Stanley Cup. And so if we have to play that way, that's the way we're going to play.
Defenseman for the Colorado Avalanche, Nick Holden, joins us live at United Cycle. Did you watch the Stanley Cup Finals?
I did not watch much of it. I caught bits and pieces.
Now, is that because you're like, I don't want to, you know, I want to be there? Or is it, you know, I'm a father of three kids. I play hockey all year. My wife's going to shoot me if I'm hunkering down watching all the Stanley Cup Finals.
No, I had started out watching a little bit early on. I had a little bit more time. We stayed down in Denver. But when I came home, I mean, activity just picks up with seeing family and friends and stuff like that. So I don't always get to watch a lot. I watched, I think it was game 4 with my grandpa at my parents' house. And so that was the first one that I actually kind of watched throughout the Stanley Cup Finals.
Now, we've had Adam Oates, who's a skills coach in the NHL now for a lot of individuals, on for the last basically 6 or 7 months. And, you know, he's gave us some great insight on what he works on with different guys. And he's such a stickler about the stick and how a lot of guys have the wrong stick. They don't have the right lie. They don't have the right curve. They don't have the right length. And half the time, you know, that's going to take, you know, because nowadays third-pairing defensemen can't go off the boards and out. Right, like they're looking at you and said, "Yeah, hey, those days are gone. You got to try to be making tape-to-tape passes, and if you're not, we'll find someone who can." So, how much of your training in this summer is as much about getting faster and stronger and maintaining as it is about enhancing your skills as a player, just moving the puck?
For sure, you can't ever be stagnant. You got to be working on all your skills, your all-around game, because there's so many good players coming up and pushing, and if you're standing still, they're going to just blow right past you. So luckily for us, hockey is a game where you can learn something new no matter where you are in your career, and the guys that have long careers are guys that can adapt and do that. So for me, that's something that's huge. I need to always be kind of working my craft and learning new things, new puck skills, because that's part of the new NHL.
Nick Holden joins us. Nick, what's kind of the rest of your summer look like for you? How are you training back again already quickly? Do you train solo? Do you work out with some of the other local guys? What do you do?
Yeah, I live in Sherwood Park, so I'm just out there. Me and another guy, Brent Regner, he's with Florida. We just train together. We've been training together for 5 years or something like that, and that's kind of what we do. So I'll be around here all summer till end of August, and then head back down to Denver where get the kids all settled in and try and enjoy Denver a little bit before training camp and before the season starts.
You are in the, probably, I think most of us would agree, the toughest division in hockey. you look at your team, you got Chicago and you got St. Louis, and you got Dallas, and you got Nashville and Winnipeg and everyone. What do the Avs have to do to get back to the postseason next year?
I think if we could just find a little more consistency. I think we have a really good team. We have high end scoring, got some good defense. I think we have a great goalie in Varlamov. I just think if we can make sure that we're playing consistent, we had a little bit of a slow start again this year, and then at the end of the year there, our fate was in our own hands. We were in a playoff position with 10 games left, and Minnesota was struggling, and we just struggled more. It was like, who is going to take a worse finish to the year? And unfortunately, we did, and we ended up missing the playoffs again this year.
How much of a slow start is on having, for a lot of parts, a younger team?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Younger team, how much that affects guys. I mean, mentally, obviously, younger guys, maybe they're not prepared or not ready as soon as training camp's starting. But I've never really found that having a younger team tells you that you're going to have a slow start. Or usually young guys want to get going and get playing and jump right in. So, I don't know kind of what creates a slow start. Sometimes it's a system change that you're not completely comfortable with, or it's maybe just a little something like that where you're still trying to learn what you're doing when the season's starting.
Now, you've had Patrick Watt as a coach for a few years. Do you expect any tweak or anything different as far as the system next year for your team on how to play?
I mean, obviously, I don't know exactly what's going to happen. I'd expect maybe that we're going to simplify a little bit. We started getting a few different neutral zone forechecks going and a couple different penalty kills and stuff like that. And so probably just simplify and stick with something and just go with it kind of the whole way.